Now, gourmet food is a relatively recent thing in Ireland, but my next guest helped blaze the trail. Lorraine Heskin opened her first gourmet food parlour in 2006 and now has 9 locations. I'm in Dunleary, yes, just down the road from where I live, so this is a really handy out and about for me. And I'm going to hear Lorraine's story and hopefully maybe get to eat something now that I'm in the locality. Good morning to you, Lorraine. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Very well, thank you.
Now, it's all go here in Dunleary in the gourmet food parlour. We hear what they call the hiss and piss from the coffee machine in the background. There's lots of customers in. This is a lovely business.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're very proud of it, Bobby. We really are. And we've come a long way in the 12 years that we've been in business. So we're super proud of what we've achieved. And I suppose the atmosphere in the restaurants is really important to us. And once a customer walks in the door, we like them to feel welcome and feel like they're coming into some kind of a business that, you know, that really is very passionate about what we do. So.
Okay, well, let's go back 12 years. You started with your business partner, another Lorraine. What was the idea? How did it all come about?
Yes, so Lorraine Byrne and I set up the business in 2006, and I suppose it came from, both our backgrounds. So one, Lorraine had a background in customer service and I had a background in food, and we just felt like the time was right to set up a food business and a little bit of something that Ireland hadn't probably seen at the time. I had just moved back from the States, so I took a little bit of unique creativity from there, and together we formed the whole concept and the brand Gourmet Food Parlour, and we opened our very first cafe, a 20-seater cafe on Cumberland Street in Dunleary in 2006.
Great, and now you have, as you say, 9 locations. Just tell me about the process that you go through. Getting locations is very difficult. Getting the right locations is even more tricky. You've expanded at a moderate rate, let's call it. Is that because, you know, if and we both know what it's like when one takes the wrong location?
Absolutely. I mean, location is key. And I think, you know, number one, the biggest thing for Lorraine and I would be to go with our gut. And we really trust that. And we trust each other's opinions as well. That's really important. But you have to do a lot of research. And you have to factor in, you know, what daytime business are we going to get? Is there going to be corporate business? Because obviously we have a few strings to our bows. We're a restaurant business, but we also have a catering and event company as well. So our catering and event business has grown significantly in the last 5 years. So we would have business catering. We are also very much specialised in sports nutrition, so we're food partners with Dublin GAA, and we've recently become the first official sponsors of the LGFA, the Ladies Gaelic Football Championship, which we're really, really proud of. So we feel like we're women in business supporting women in sport, and it's a wonderful affiliation, and we've loved every second. So we're very privileged to have wonderful corporate clients such as Google. You know, we work with Verve, we work with Diageo, so there's loads of wonderful people that we work with.
I'm a great believer in partnerships, Lorraine, and I see that you've a partnership with Alan Clancy in house and 37 Dawson Street. What's the nature of that partnership and how does it work?
Yeah, we do. We have a fabulous partnership with Alan. So we run the restaurants in his bar and nightclub in house, and also in 37 Dawson Street as well. So basically, we run the restaurants and we serve our food in his outlets, and it's a wonderful partnership. It absolutely works so well, and we're absolutely delighted to be to have that city centre base in there with Alan. So it's very exciting.
You mentioned the GAA and the sponsorship. To explain the partnership to me, then. So you're providing food to Dublin Hurling and Gaelic teams in Croke Park, or where, or how does it actually work?
So we feed all the Dublin teams, all the senior teams, right down to the minors and the development squads at training.
Oh,
and
nice.
So after they come in from training, we have a full setup for them, and we feed them.
Nice.
After, it's brilliant. Yeah, it is brilliant, because, you know, nutrition is the foundation of any sports team, and it's a really important aspect. And so we would put an awful lot of work into menu planning and like sourcing special ingredients for the meals that we make for them. So it's a really big thing for us. Yeah. So we work also with the FAI, and we work with the Irish Gymnasts. So we've wonderful sports partners outside of that as well. So it's a great area for us.
Now, Lorraine, we're in the kitchen. We're looking out there at a very busy restaurant, so I don't want to be in the way here. You've introduced me to head chef Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
Very good. I'm excited for today. It's going to be a busy day.
Now, you prepared some special food for us, Robbie. What have we got here up on the hot plate, under the lights?
We have our best-seller dish, chicken quesadilla, which is coming with 3 dips, homemade guacamole, chunky salsa, and sour cream. We have patatas bravas, which is homemade as well.
Yeah.
Everything is homemade, basically. We have huevo rancheros. It's with it's very good for brunch with fried egg, chorizo, in toasted tortilla wrap. And we have buffalo wings.
Beautiful.
With spicy sauce, blue cheese dip, and chunky fries.
Whoa.
We have our beautiful turkey Reuben sandwich.
Turkey Reuben.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fresh homemade turkey cooked every single day. We have a superfood salad. It's option with vegetarian and it's with chicken. So we have that with salmon. It's coming now one salmon.
Whoa.
Salmon fillet, fresh cooked today with spicy lentils and crispy kale.
Fantastic.
That's one of the best dishes on tapas.
Whoa, there's lots of stuff going on here. Lorraine, you mentioned the quesadillas there, yeah, as being they're the number one dish?
That's right, Bobby. That's the number one selling dish in all our restaurants across the board. The chicken quesadillas, super popular, popular dish. And Robbie mentioned the bravas as well. So we serve some of these dishes during the day, but also we're open at nighttime as a restaurant. So we have an early bird menu and a full a la carte and sharing plate menu as well. And so we also like to focus on some of the more popular brunch dishes, but also healthier versions. And we work with a wonderful company called Food Flicker, where they approve the healthier dishes that we serve, and that really draws some people in. So even if you're coming out for dinner at nighttime, you don't have to eat unhealthily, and then we have lots of options for consumers as well.
It's great to meet Robbie here. You told me he's with you, 7 years?
Robbie is with us 7 years. And Robbie started working with us in our restaurant on Cumberland Street. And Robbie came into the kitchen and has worked his way up, all the way up from kitchen porter, all the way up to head chef. And we are so proud of him. And we are so delighted that he heads up our kitchen here in Dún Laoghaire.
That is so good. That's such a lovely story as well. Robbie, you seem to have the girls eating out of your hand. You're a charmer, I think, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm just a good chef.
Well, you certainly are a good chef, because the array of food that you've put up here is absolutely fantastic. Lorraine, you might just, we might taste something. What will I taste?
Okay, I think you like the look of the huevos rancheros.
I certainly do.
You should go for this one.
I'm going to try some huevos, huevos rancheros.
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. And just to tell listeners, this looks absolutely magnificent. There's two beautifully fried eggs on top of what looks all for all in questions like a wrap base, and it looks like a lovely smiley face accompanied by it. Guacamole, sour cream. This is nice. Okay. Here we go, folks. Eating on air. Don't you just love it? Oh. That is beautiful, Robbie.
Yeah.
I can taste the beans. There's a lovely spiciness with the chili.
Yeah, cheese.
Yeah. Really, really nice.
Chorizo.
Okay. So, Lorraine, just finally then, I suppose, what about the future of the business? You've been on the road 12 years, you've built up the business nicely, you've 9 branches, over 200 staff.
That's right.
What next for the gourmet food parlor?
Well, I think, we want to maintain what we have and grow our existing business very much, but we're always looking for new and exciting opportunities, so if anything comes our way, we'll always take them very seriously, so watch this space.
Okay, well listen, it's been a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Thank you to Robbie for the wonderful food. Thank you for your hospitality, Lorraine, and well done to you. You run a fabulous business here.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It's an absolute pleasure.